You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What's up? It's August 12th, 2025. Welcome to the show. We're the Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. It's Bish and EB currently on 106.7 The Fan. You can also listen to us on 910 The Fan in Richmond. Watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Of course, all brought to you by our great friends at Crop Metcalf. Mr. Bickle setting up his
Oh, my wires pooter. Are all screwed up. Annoying.
He knocked the camera off the screen.
Well, this is the most... It's the most ridiculous setup for the guys in the afternoon.
Yeah.
It's not for us. It's for them.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
That's sitting there.
All I did was move the monitor. I mean, JP, it's not my fault.
JP apparently is on the Beltway. I don't know where. I guess there was an accident on the Beltway. And he's stuck in some traffic. Who knows when he'll be here.
Hold on for a second.
Is that a breakfast buying reason?
I think it doesn't matter why you're late.
Really? Even if there's an accident on the Beltway?
Yeah, that's why you're supposed to leave early.
and you know he doesn't.
Yeah, I mean,
he doesn't leave early.
That's why you leave early, so you give yourself time.
Yeah.
There you go. Sorry, my headphones were all tied up.
Yeah, there
Nightmare.
You go. And of course, behind the glass, we got Matt, and Mike. Boys, what's up?
Good morning, Jason.
What's up?
Getting ready to looking at the McDonald's menu.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, here he comes. Oh.
Like, technically, it's still a
he's a minute 54 late.
I can imagine the sprint from Homewood here.
Right. Did you down even half
leave,
street?
Yeah, did you even leave your car keys with the valet, or did you just drop them off and sprint?
With the car running. Yeah,
valet.
Exactly.
Yeah, he's out of breath.
Go ahead.
He is. Take it. He was in a full-blown sprint. I know it. But
this is why you can't leave yourself more than 2 minutes of wiggle room.
Yeah.
You told him 100 times.
Yeah.
Well,
it's just
it is.
Hey, look, he's been doing it for 30 years. He's not going to change his ways.
You're not going to change.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I left my house at, I was up at 4:02, left my house at 4:26, stopped at the gas station, got $10 worth of gas.
I don't know why you do that. It's so dumb.
Well, I can understand it in the morning because it's the last place you want to be at 4:30 in the morning pumping gas.
Yeah, that's what I did. I put $10 in, so I had 152 miles in my tank. It takes 88 88 round trip.
Don't you loathe getting out of the car and going to the gas station? I loathe it.
It doesn't bother me as much as
I mean, it's just
it
like such
you.
A pain in the butt. It's like this necessary thing to keep your car running, and it, you know. I understand we all have to do it. It's a monotonous part of life that
just
I just don't like.
Just getting out and filling it up?
Yeah, it's just a waste of time and energy.
I don't know. It just doesn't bother me as much.
How big is your tank? Like, how many gallons can you put in? Could you put in $10, that's 3 gallons.
It was probably...
Like you said, you can go 140 miles.
It was 152.
So you can do this trip once.
Yeah.
And then maybe half of a trip.
It's usually, I don't know, it's probably 50
bucks. So you'll be back there tomorrow, if not today.
Correct.
Yeah, I just hate that. Your whole life is at a gas station and at a bank teller.
An ATM machine.
Do you do ATM machines a lot?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I do bank tellers. I know all the tellers at the M&T right there in Ashburn.
I think I go to an ATM. You go to the
ATM all the time?
You won't believe this, but this is true. Once a year.
Yeah. I'm a cash guy, man. I know.
I wish I was a cash guy. Because
you never know when you're going to need it. Yeah. You know, and I need it every day, pretty much.
Now you're in a pickle with this car thing. I would be nervous about cash every day.
Because
you have to have cash to tip these.
You mean
because
of the tips? Yeah.
I didn't use one bit of cash on my European vacation, and one thing I noticed: every waiter, they just use a cell phone. Cakes would probably like it. You know, I hate waiters who don't write things down. They all have a phone. And then you give them their order, and they just put it right in.
Yeah.
And then when you're done with your order, they give you one of those mobile credit card things, and you scan, and you're good to go.
Right.
I thought there was a place you went into that didn't accept credit cards, and you needed cash, and you guys didn't have cash.
Oh, that was when Kelsey and the girls went to go to the bathroom. I didn't leave the car.
Is that the guy who threw the trash at you?
Yes.
Yeah, see?
They went in there with a big thing of trash.
Right.
You know, because we'd been in the car for 6-7 hours. And then... apparently, Kelsey stuffed it into a small trash can, and the guy got Rick that no money was spent in his little bar restaurant.
So you could have gone in there and bought a cup of coffee, and he would have been fine.
He wouldn't have done that.
He would have been fine.
I guess so. Anyway. I guess so.
Anyway, I always carry cash. You just never know when you're going to need it.
Right.
That's just the way I am.
Are we going to get a storm today?
Chances are pretty small, but...
Like around 3 o'clock? I thought I saw that yesterday. It kind of came out of nowhere, at least on my little forecast.
I think there's a better chance tomorrow afternoon. It's going to be a little bit hotter tomorrow, but I think there's a smaller chance today. Right. And by the way, there's a hurricane brewing out in the Atlantic. Could be a Category 3 or 4.
Well, we're starting to get to that
starting
time.
Starting on, well, not starting, but by Saturday. And they're saying it's probably going to turn north before it gets to the East Coast. But I'm going to North Carolina on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. You'll be
so if it if
will you
it's,
be inland if it or changes right on the water.
Oh, right on the water.
Right on the water.
If it changes its course and heads directly to the coast or even close, it could be a small issue. It's not going to be a direct hit.
Our guy Joe Theismann sent us books, so he personalized them for everybody. How to be a champion every day, Joe Theismann.
Joey T. There he is. Good. I
don't know that I had the heart to tell him they don't read that many books. But I started perusing it. It's a quick, easy 6 principles for success.
I would recommend you not tell him that. You of all people, I would recommend probably not.
No, I'll read that. It's a quick 6 principles, keys to success.
Did we hit these keys in our career? These 6 keys?
I just perused it.
Oh, okay.
All right. I know one had to do with having enthusiasm and confidence.
All right, we got that.
Yeah. I think we probably hit many of the principles.
Opportunity.
Attitude.
Attitudes.
Goals.
Customer service.
Customer service. All right, be a people person.
Teamwork. We're good with teamwork.
Motivation. I don't know about motivation. Not anymore, but. I
mean, there was a time we had motivation.
I think we got most of these keys. 6 right. keys. Maybe 5 out of 6.
Right. So I was.
By the way, Brent Pry is going to be on the show at 8:40. Of course, head coach of Virginia Tech. We usually have him on, before the season starts. Maybe one time during the season.
Well, you were saying yesterday it's a pivotal year for him, right? It's all or nothing.
It's huge. Yeah.
You won't say what you told Kevin.
It could be
who was doing the updates yesterday, who went to Virginia Tech. You won't say that to Brent Pry's face, will you?
Well, why would you upset him?
To his face? No, I probably won't ever meet him.
What did you say?
It's a do or die season for him. Yeah. He knows that. I mean, he's not stupid. He knows.
Speaking of, it could
be a do or die season for him and the AD with Babcock.
Drab, I need you and Mar and Valdez to help me here on these situations. I really need you guys to stick up for me in these situations. So yesterday, when we were chatting and I told you off air, I was like, you know what bothered me? It's a cheap shot, but it bothered me. Is that
talking about the t-shirts?
B-Rob, yeah. Just looking like he's a rock star, like he's the greatest running back of all time. I said it's a cheap shot. I said I don't want to say it on the air because it's a cheap shot, right? And they're like, no, I wish you would say it. I really wish you would say it. And I go, because they like to stir it up. And I go, okay, I'll say it. But this is where you got to back me up. In a situation like that, you can't have Lou or somebody then write a whole thing about it because people that never hear it, they don't hear the context. They just, it's just, it's too easy. It's too easy.
I know. I went down
that
wormhole.
That's the kind of thing that bugs me to no end.
All right. Well, first off, I might be wrong, but I don't remember the guys over here encouraging you to attack Brian Robinson on the air.
No, no. Valdez was in here.
No, I said.
Valdez did. I said, "You want me to talk about it on the air?" He goes, "Yeah." Maybe you weren't in here.
Yeah, okay, maybe I wasn't. But, I don't remember that.
That's 100% true because I said I don't want to say it because it's too easy for people.
You knew the steps that were going to happen after that.
Well, where... I didn't anticipate again, which always happens, is a blue shorts type, then taking that piece somewhat out of context. I mean, I said it for sure. And then just amplifying it for people that don't listen to the show, don't know the show, and then they just start, you know what I mean? It's too easy of red meat for them.
Right. It's too of a nuanced opinion that you really need to listen to.
Honestly, it's a throwaway thing, which I try. If you listen to the segment, I tried to say 17 times, look, I'm being unfair. I admit I'm being unfair. I'm just telling you, it rubbed me a little the wrong way. This guy acting like he just looks like he thinks he's Bono or something.
The problem is that Lou, who's our digital guy, if you don't know, he cut off the first part of that where you set the whole thing up and said, I'm a 55-year-old loser, I'm uncool, or whatever you said to set the whole thing up, and you said, this is unfair. He saved...
See, I didn't even listen to it. I just looked, and I didn't even read it. I just looked at it and I go,
it just went right into it, like, who does this guy think he is, Emmett Smith or something? And at the very end of the minute and something clip, it says, that was a cheap shot.
I'm not sure if you're right, Trev. I said it in the end.
Nobody even made it that far to the... He set you up poorly. That was the first thing I thought of.
That's exactly my point, which has happened maybe,
I don't know, 50 times in my career? Like... Our own guys setting me up for an assassination.
There may be a different clip, but the clip that I'm looking on Instagram, which was posted at 106.7 The Fan and Sports Junkies, it starts off, the very first thing is, I'll admit right now, I'm making a cheap shot.
Yes, and that's fine. But I would like him to not even highlight it. Please. I'm just being a little, I'm just trying to have fun. Trying to poke the bear a little bit, but I don't need it highlighted in print for people that, A, aren't going to listen to the clip. They're going to half read the do you know what I'm saying? They're going to half read the little thing, and it's going to be on some message board. And I just looked at it last night when I got home, and I just shook my head. And
Were you assaulted by a bunch of tweets?
No, actually only one. But I looked at the comments, and I said, oh, see, this has hit some message board, or this has hit some Reddit thread, or this has hit something.
It doesn't. It just, this is how, on Twitter, the Team 980 posted a video. It's got 100,000 views. It's got 111 comments on it.
Right.
Not one of them is nice to you.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't even look at that. Maybe I looked at one. And I just said, you're setting me up for failure. I'm not going to say my provocative inner thoughts. If you're just gonna, like, you know, bamboozle me again.
Everybody takes everything so seriously.
They take it too seriously. I'm just making an observation. Yeah. I don't apologize for it. It's just my thought. It's fine. It's a fair thought, in my opinion. But you don't have to then highlight it because you know it's a controversial thing. It set me up. I feel like I'm set up, even though I said it.
Didn't Mayor Barry say that back in the day?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's fine.
Do you remember that? A million times, of course.
But I'm not going to say.
The bee set me.
I'm not going to say something provocative just for fun. You know, we're just trying to have entertaining radio here.
You don't have to pull your punches.
I'm going to pull my punches because.
They're forcing your hand.
And I know Lou doesn't mean any harm. He loves it, right? Gets red meat for him. He goes, oh, this is great. EB said something stupid. Let's put this out there and let's get the hits. It's fine. I said it, but I am going to pull punches in the future. I'm not going to take my cheap shots.
Well, why don't you just set it up and say, Lou, don't post this?
Because I didn't think of it at the moment. Like, I didn't think of it.
I know. He's desperate for clicks. I love him.
He's a great guy. He's a super nice. Every time I go to New York, he wants to meet me for drinks. He's a super nice guy.
Might be super lonely.
Sometimes, and be honest with you, I love Mar. Sometimes Mar will get me on one of these, too. You know, he'll highlight something that EB says.
But normally I come and talk to you before I post
it. You're pretty good about it. you're pretty good about it. I think because I've scolded you once or twice, so I appreciate it. Because you know, like, you know what I mean? I literally didn't want to say it, and then Valdez pushed me over the edge. She's like, yeah, you should say it.
I think it's good content.
Right, dude. I do too, for fun.
I didn't. I know. And you know what? I should have reached out to Lou.
No, it's not your fault. I don't even blame you. But
I know. But this is what I don't want. I don't want you to be
pull my punches.
Yes, I don't want you to be holding back.
I know. I like to say things that I'm thinking, my inner thoughts.
Here's also another element of this is no one is allowed to be critical of the Redskins or Commanders.
To that crowd,
that crowd, anything, even if it's well pointed out, well thought out,
you can't even say that you were embarrassed by that performance. Even though you say, I understand it's backups.
Yes,
I understand that, you know, it doesn't mean anything.
They don't take that type of talk or criticism very well.
Not at all.
They can't handle truths like that.
Can't handle it.
Well, to be fair, it had nothing to do with on the field.
Oh, I'm just saying, I'm making another comment.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine, but you had to have known how that was going to sound.
Sure.
And Lou had to know how that sounded because he cut a lot of the preamble out.
Right.
Where set it up.
But that's why I intentionally set it up.
I know.
Listen, guys, I'm taking a cheap shot here, admittedly.
I know, but you went into more of it.
I said it 100 times.
I'm uncool.
I didn't even listen to when he carted up. I could only imagine that he didn't put any of it in there. Or he put a sliver in
there. But see, here's the problem.
It just sounds like when he plays that clip, it just sounds like a 54-year-old white guy telling a cool young black guy how to dress. And then everyone gets all upset about it in the comments. And it gets so overblown.
It's so dumb.
Yeah.
But it's happened to me a million times that I'm used to it. But I just got home and I go, see, again, I'm getting assassinated by my own people. By my own people. Set me up.
But when you react this way.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
They're just going to keep doing it. They're going to keep whoever's going to post what you said. They're going to keep doing that because of your reaction.
I think Lou is a nice guy. I think if he has a brain, he's
right. But he's still next thing you say that's similar. He's going to post it, and then all the listeners are going to go after you.
I hope
because of how you're reacting.
I hope
if you don't talk about it at all about the reaction.
No, I disagree because Lou works for us.
I understand it, but there's still whoever is going to post what you're saying is going to get a reaction based on
how
you
posted it.
I know. What I'm saying is look at how you're reacting.
I know, but he still works with us. He can't whore me on purpose over and over. They can't do that.
But they
and
do.
And I know he didn't mean to.
He's a radiophile. He understands.
He knew that was red meat.
I know.
And so he put it out
there. He's got to protect the host a little bit. He's not protecting the host.
Especially when I preface it a million times and I say, listen, I'm admittedly taking a cheap shot here, but we're killing 4 hours. I'll tell you what my innermost thoughts were on that.
You're missing my point.
I hesitate to say this because should I say what I was telling you guys during the break? So I was telling Valdez, I was like, I don't think I want to say this on the air because, you know, it's a cheap shot. So I'll admit right now, I'm kind of making a cheap shot.
Right. Thank you.
But I was kind of put off by like B-Rob, who's been on our show a million times, who's like fighting for his professional life. And he was dressed like he was freaking Bono or something. Like, you know, he had the sunglasses on. He had a chain. I don't even think Mr. T would wear. And it just looked like this guy just thought he was the world's biggest rock star. Was he was on the sideline. That's fine. Enjoy your day off. And, you know.
Instead of wearing just a regular t-shirt.
No, it just be you. That's fine. I don't care. It just, there was just like a moment of like, but this guy, I think he's like Emmett Smith or something. Like, does he think he's Walter Payton? I you know. I stand by my take. It's just my hot take of the moment. But then I just, it just gets regurgitated in a way that's I can only get assassinated.
Right. Because the clip isn't a, well, number one, people aren't going to listen to a 5-minute clip.
Of course not.
And number two,
people read an article. They just read the headline.
Exactly. They react to the headline in the first 10 seconds of it.
Right.
They're not listening to the thing in its entirety.
Right. And I said a million times, I'm taking a cheap shot. Just work with me. We got 4 hours to kill. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you my innermost thought. But it's fine. I'll just, between you and me, going to pull that punch next
Lou
time.
Lou might write an article about this discussion now.
Well, that's what Jason's point is.
That's my point.
That's what Jason's point is. But
my point is, when you talk about what he posted, he's going to get clicks and he's going to do it again.
But even if he doesn't post it, even
he shouldn't do that because he works with us.
Right.
It doesn't matter.
You
talked about all the other people who work with us.
Yeah, but those people are dumb.
Even if he doesn't post it.
I think those people don't understand that the ramification, the reverb, you know what I mean? They just want, like you say, they want to get the clicks.
I don't think it's going to stop you from saying outlandish things.
And even if he doesn't post it, Valdez is right. There's the HTT. Now C crowd, the former HTTR crowd.
I know exactly.
They can't be pleased with anything.
But you know what?
Unless you're cheerleading
guys,
the team.
But here's the part, and this is why I could say it on the air. Most of those guys don't listen.
Yeah.
That's why I know I could get away with a cheap shot for fun, and you guys could take it in
context. But we get the context.
I know they don't listen.
No, but they're like piranhas, right. And that red meat that Lou throws out there feeds
they
the piranhas,
that.
And that circulates.
They see that.
Yes.
That lingers. Here's the secret of radio. You could be a little outlandish, and it's in one ear, out the other. It's in print, though. When I say print, I mean internet now. When you put it on the internet, it's forever.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
It's just, there's
exactly
a complete difference. I could probably curse, and there's not that many people, no one cares, whatever. But then Lou's going to write an article about it. EB said MF-er, and Drabby and them were laughing. They forgot to hit the dump button. And boom,
people get suspended.
Yeah, right. You know what I'm saying? That's how that works.
All right, well, look, we got to take a break. If you want to chime in, you can always call us at 1-800-636-1067. We're the Junkies, coming right back.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you.
No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.